Hi, this is Tony Carlson, founder of Neonatology Today, and I'm going to be talking with Dr. Chris Sekar regarding the evidence versus experience in neonatal practices, which is the fifth annual CME conference in June. Dr. Sekar?
Thank you, Tony. Hello, I am Dr. Chris Sekar of the University of Oklahoma Health Sciences Center. I would like to take a moment to invite you to participate in an upcoming and exciting two-day conference that I'm chairing. It's the fifth annual Evidence versus Experience in Neonatal Practices, a CME program scheduled for June 20th and 21st in Chicago. As you know, the management of neonates is always challenging. In the era of evidence-based medicine, treatments are being fine-tuned to maximize their efficacy. New approaches are being developed, with innovative therapies being implemented. Where evidence is lacking, sharing practice experience enhances our knowledge. Therefore, it's more important than ever for all of us to keep up to date on current advances and what may be on the horizon. That's why I believe our upcoming CME conference in Chicago will be such a valuable experience for those who attend. We have recruited a faculty of 13 leaders in neonatology and assigned them the task of presenting state-of-the-art information on various topics particularly relevant to the clinicians. This year, we will discuss progress in feeding strategies for neonates, including the use of prebiotics and probiotics. We'll also turn our attention to developments in surfactants, both synthetic and natural. Our speakers will focus on ventilation as well, including discussions on when to intubate neonates with RDS and the differences among available neonatal ventilators. We'll also examine the use of hypotension in preterm infants. Our faculty will be drawn not only from many areas of the United States, but also from other parts of the world, including United Kingdom, Italy, Germany, and Australia. This international flavor has been one of the highlights of this conference. The keynote address this year will be given by Dr. Nicholas Evans of the University of Sydney. He will speak on the topic of low systemic blood flow and neurodevelopmental outcomes. Each year, this thought-provoking conference draws a large and engaging audience, and this year should be no different. No matter what your role in neonatology, whether you are a physician, a nurse practitioner, a nurse, or other clinician caring for preterm infants, we'll challenge you with new ideas and information that you can use in your practice. Throughout the conference, which will be held this year at the Renaissance Hotel in Chicago, you will have many opportunities to interact with the faculty in both formal and informal settings. You will be able to ask questions and exchange your own points of view and insights with the faculty as well as with the other attendees. The audience response system in the conference will be engaging everyone. So please save the dates, Friday and Saturday, June 20th and 21st. The members of the planning committee have put together an excellent program. All of us share the same goal to improve the care and long-term outcome of preterm infants, and our program, the fifth annual Evidence versus Experience in Neonatal Practices, is designed to achieve this goal. If you like more information about the conference and find how to register, I hope you'll use the adjoining link to the conference website or call toll-free at 800-321-3690. On behalf of the co-sponsors, the Annenberg Center for Health Sciences at Eisenhower and the Keck School of Medicine of the University of Southern California, I look forward to seeing you in Chicago. Thank you for your attention.
Okay, thank you very much, Dr. Sekar. We look forward to the meeting in June in Chicago.
Thank you, Tony.